here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi there, Randy. Randy, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included. Of course, answer all of your questions, and because it is a very young company, she did want me to apply a new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Wonderful.
Good, and I'm glad to be speaking with you. I do have your file in front of me. I'm actually looking at your website. I really like the look of your website. I look at websites, you know, all day long, and this great website is a powerful conversion tool. Of course, it would give anyone who saw it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Our job is to make it easier for people to find your website without already knowing the name of your company. In fact, they'll find you on that first page of Google or Bing anytime they go on their smartphone or computer and type in any of the keywords related to the services that you provide. And obviously, you provide a lot of services. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you as long as they're in your service area. And you've got that big service area, basically two-thirds of Wisconsin. So it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. We'll just make it, like I said, so people can find that website a lot easier and see you as one of the options. When they're trying to find someone who does what you do, you'll be right there in the exact moment for them to call you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate and it is offered on a month-to-month basis. So, of course, it's simply our job to keep your phone ringing, send you the work, and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, that being said, you do qualify for reduced pricing as a very young company. We do try to make it affordable for younger businesses because we know that your success is our success. And keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. Now, the new business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's not like an introductory rate. No matter how long you keep the service, you'll actually see that savings. It is, of course, month to month. But our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it's profitable. You'd save $300 a month, every month. It would reduce the rate from what would have normally been $599 a month to $299, and that $299 would be the exact amount again. So no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, you're not paying per click, call, or job, or anything like that. Now, that's going to have Facebook ads as well, so it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, paid Facebook ads as well. It's an all-inclusive package, and it's that flat rate of $299. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Randy, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you might want for your business on a month-to-month basis?
Well, I want to know how, I mean, when I look at, if I pull up, I do a Google search, I look at, just on my engine, I look, Sunrooms Appleton.
Sure,
of course. What comes up is not me.
Right.
So how are you going to put me, because there's sponsored stuff I see, which are my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, the businesses then shows sponsored and shows these other areas. So how am I going to be number one in there?
So we can do sponsored ads, although I wouldn't necessarily be recommending them at this point for your business. Sponsored ads are, at least a minimum required ad spend of $300 on top of any local programming. So the $299 has Facebook ads. But it is first page placement in that section just below the sponsored ad, that map or pack result that pops up. Now, the companies that pop up there, Randy, they're not there because they're the biggest or because they've been doing it the longest or because they do the best job in town. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are simply the ones that have the right content online, the most relatable content, the content that actually relates to the person's search. So it happens in an instant. You know, Google indexes directories and submissions. So let's say someone types in sunroom contractor near me, just as an example. The businesses that pop up are the ones that have all of the different destinations and directories that Google indexes. Known to the public or unknown, Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories. It's our job to create that content for you. Like a website, it talks about your services and service area, kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you would provide those services. So whether it's Yelp or Facebook or something like Opendi, Solio, Pointcom, any of those directories that are not real well known to the public. We don't create it for the public to see, but we create it for Google and Bing to index instantaneously when someone does a keyword search. So that's the important part, is getting you ahead of the competition, getting that great looking website in front of more eyes. I mean, right now, you know, most people don't know the name of your company because it's a young business. If they don't know that you're in the area, they might not even know that you've got that website. They may, when they do that search, call somebody else. And it's not because you don't do a better job, but they just don't see you on that first page of that search. So, like I said, we are not Google. If anyone ever calls you and tells you they are Google, they're telling stories. They're, you know, their pants are on fire. Google does make these types of phone calls for businesses that have at least 100 locations. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. That's a program that's been around for about 9 years, designed to get businesses a higher return on investment with marketing on Google, especially the Google paid ads. Even though we wouldn't be doing Google ads or the sponsored ads here, there's still a huge benefit to working with a Google partner. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even when they make big sweeping changes to that PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. Whether they're big or small, you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Now, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I'm just looking at the thing right now. I look at this and there's, right, when I look at Google and I put in the Sunrooms applicant, it comes up and it's sponsored underneath the mapping.
Mm-hmm.
You have the little map that shows and it says there's a sponsored one on there, two of them, and then there's, you know, five or six different ones.
Correct.
So I'd be placed in that area, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. In fact, most people do skip right past the sponsored ads and go to that local map. Obviously, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and not everyone will decide to call you, but I think that's actually a good thing. The calls that you get will be from someone who saw your website first, saw something that they liked, and then decided to call you, hoping that you're available, hoping that your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate again. That $299. Now, you offer a lot of different services, and you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide. I mean, obviously, we're going to want you to be found for all of the services that you provide. So we'll be creating that content that talks about all of those services.
Okay.
Now,
so
you essentially
take care of everything for me.
Of course, yes. Yes, absolutely. Your job is to simply answer the phone when it rings. Now, you will get detailed reporting and tracking, and we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. But it is available 24/7, and the reports update in very near real time. So it updates several times throughout the day. So it's always the most up-to-date information about where the work's coming from, the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search, etc. Now, most of the time, you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and customers will be dialing your number directly.
That sounds good. I'll say, if you can give me the information, we'll do this and give it a trial for 3 months or 4 months and see how it works.
Let me do this. Yeah, I think that's fair. And let me do this for you because, you know, obviously, you know, the company that you work with is really going to be the big part of your success. And no one can get you on the first page faster and with better results than a Google partner. Now, again, we're LocalSplash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I'm sending you the link now to the pricing page, which is LocalSplash.com /SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yep, take control of your online presence. Yes, I
perfect.
Can see that.
Yeah, perfect. So like I said, Randy, you'll have 24/7 access to track your success. One of the things that I did not mention is that you can actually manage and monitor all of your reviews, your online reputation. And you'll have reviews, like I said, on multiple platforms. We're creating all the content Google wants to see. Most of that content will allow someone to write a review, no matter where those reviews originate. They do repopulate right on your tracking system, so you can request reviews or respond to reviews right from your client dashboard. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. That's a long time, you know, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, almost 20 years is a very long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it is month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. You'll see that blue tinted photo, and just below that it says Google Ads Partner with a box that says Google Partner on it, that colorful Google G. You can click anywhere on that box. It is not copy and pasted off the internet. It's actually our official badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. So if you click on it, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And again, that makes all the difference in the world for your success. If you go back on that link I sent to you, the SEO packages, we're talking here about the Platinum package, which I think is ideal for your services and service area. If you told me you've got 8 crews, you go 200 miles, we might be talking about adding some Google Ads or something like that. But like I said, I want to make it affordable for you, but get you the best package for the needs of your business. That Platinum package would be perfect for you. But like I said, I did cut it in half from $5.99 down to $2.99. That would be the exact amount, and it will never go up on you. All of our packages typically come with a $299 setup fee. It's for the SEO content creation, cleaning up any information that's already out there, etc. But I'd be happy to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Only attaches to that first month. Every month after that, it's exactly $299. And again, that's to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. Now, obviously, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, because it's, I mean, this is my personal cell, so that's how I...
It is. It is your personal cell. Gotcha. And, of course, it says naturalvisionsunrooms@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you.
Correct.
And then, Randy, the business is technically service-based, right, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one really does come to you. There's not, like, a physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom.
Well, we do. So we have a showroom. That
too.
So when I did my website, I got to change some of that stuff. So we actually have a physical showroom. And also, so it's obviously sales and service. So we do, most of the time we go to a person's home to measure and do stuff, but I have a physical showroom.
Now
we do by appointment. We do by appointment only at the moment because I just because of my size. I mean, we just started this business.
Yeah, you're out in the field doing work most days. Is it the 703 West 8th Avenue? Is that the?
No, that's actually my home.
It is.
When I started this, we kind of used my home, so I got to get that changed up. The business showroom is actually 1985 American Drive.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so if customers do come to you, even if it's you know, on a appointment only basis, then that's a good address to list. And is that 54956?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry. Lulu never did get your last name, Randy.
Penny, P-E-N-N-E-Y.
You said P like Paul, right?
Yep, P as in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
Okay. And
so
then
like J.C. Penny.
Got it. Gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. At this point, I would actually take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. So we will schedule a follow-up call. Our technician will kind of want to verify information off of your website and information that I have here. We want to make sure that everything's Google compliant, so we'll need to have on record any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, etc. Now, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing that I'm required to do here, Randy, before I get you off the phone, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, it's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, reducing the one-time setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. And Randy, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Randy, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Natural Visions Sunrooms and Enclosures, LLC.
And that's how I have that. And just to clarify, the and is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and,
nope,
not andy spelled out?
Nope, it's A-N-D.
It is. Okay. On the website, yep, it's got the ampersand, so I just wanted to double check on that. I actually have that.
Yeah.
But then I saw the website.
Look here, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, and then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Randy Henny Jr., and I am the owner.
Okay, and then as the owner then of Natural Visions Sunrooms and Enclosures, LLC, Mr. Penny, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Randy, are you also an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Okay, of course you are. And then, kind of a silly question, but I do have to ask it. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can find your website, call you directly. So we specifically request, Randy, that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. I'm sure you would agree to that, right?
Yes, we certainly would.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing effort during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company, all those directories and submissions. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Randy, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Penny, that's fair enough, right?
Well, certainly.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the setup fee and the cost of the service itself, with it being month to month, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, would be charged today, the 23rd of August, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Randy, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and the further reduced amount of just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Of course, Mr. Penny, that means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it's a month-to-month service, so of course that means no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally as well by simply contacting our client support team. Randy, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Penny, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Randy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Penny, that initial first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And is it Randy or Randall on the card?
Randall.
Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. Any middle initial? Two L's. Any middle initial?
Two L's, yep. A.
Okay. And yes. Then you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa yep. cards do. I'm actually yep. ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4147.
Mm-hmm.
0975.
Yes, sir.
9542.
Okay.
6737.
And then the expiration month and year?
0527.
05 of 2027, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
057.
057. So I've got 057057 on the back. I've got May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Penny, was the card itself 4147-0975-9542-6737?
That's correct.
Does that bill at the home address or the address of the showroom?
At home.
The home address. So that's the 703 West 8th
correct.
Avenue, and that's 54902, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, perfect. So in about a minute or so, you're actually going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do though have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. All righty. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the next day if they receive that email after hours. The email address is simply support at localsplash.com. And again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also, Randy, receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself really only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So let me pull that calendar up. The other thing that I wanted to do real quick here as I'm looking for what's available today is just to add another layer of protection for you. Just a simple question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Natural Vision Sunrooms and Enclosures LLC, even if it's you, Randy, and we recognize your voice, from time to time we may still ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially like a week from now when you've really got that online presence, that first page placement. If anyone calls you and tells you that they're Google, or even if they tell you that they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't give you that information pretty much right away, just let them go. And if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, just let them go. That would not be us calling you. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as a form of protection for you. It clearly states moving forward it only bills on the 23rd and only for $299. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want, Randy, for your security question?
First pet's name is fine.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
L-E-E-L-L-E.
Okay, E-L-L-E. I have to type it in and then verify it. Type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set and squared away there. And then for the follow-up call with your technician, I could get you in at 11 o'clock. There's also a 12. Looks like we're booked out at 1 and 2. Later this afternoon, there's a 3 o'clock, but not 4. And there is a 5 o'clock. So we've got 11 or 12.
How does Monday work?
Monday's going to be a lot more available. Yeah, Monday's going to be a lot more wide open. In fact, it looks like we can accommodate anything between 9 a.m. and the last one at 5 o'clock, with the one exception of 2 o'clock when they all take their lunch break. Do you want something kind of
Monday at 9.
Monday at 9 a.m. That's perfect. So we're going to put you down for 9 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 9 until 10, but the call should get to you right at or within a couple of minutes of 9 o'clock at the very beginning of the hour. Take about a half an hour after that. Now, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I might already be on a call, although I'll try to keep my line open. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. And then, let's see, so at 8 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9. And in a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got an email, yes.
You did. Looks like you actually got the welcome email as well. The one that we wanted you to see right now, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here? If you click on that, it's going to take you to the local Splash Terms of Experience. It's everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. Your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything. But, of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google, most of those people search directly on their smartphone. We want you to have those opportunities. So, of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. All the directories, not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Now, the custom website is actually included if you ever need it, meaning if your website is going to be worked on and down for more than a week or so, maybe just let us know, because it takes us about 5 to 7 business days to put together just kind of a placeholder. If your website's going to be down for a couple of weeks or a month, just let us know. We'll mirror the content, and at least that way you'll have a backup website. It's included at no cost if you ever do need it. The Facebook ads are included, etc. Now, you'll see a long line. It goes all the way across. Populate your number just below it, and 2 boxes that we want you to click, both of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And you'll see below that a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either click and copy and paste your name or type in your name. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the R, the middle initial, A, and the P are all capitalized. There's not a period after that middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click the orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature. Once you do that, it's as if you think. So of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, and of course it also allows us to release the Google PIN card or do a video or phone verification and to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that form when it does ask you for a username and a password. Randy, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. I'm at that screen.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. I mean, if you try to put in a username and password right now, it will give you a message to tell you that we're still trying to set everything up. You get that prompt because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. And our automated system actually thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. We do need to do that client interview on Monday for us to start creating the content for there to be something for you to track. Although your login credentials are in the welcome email, not only does it have our client support information, it has your login credentials. Now, your username is set in our system as well, so you cannot change your username. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the number that we're speaking on. The area code's included, but just the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. So, of course, that makes your username simply 920-312-0995. Now, the default password is getbing, all lowercase, no space, G-E-T-B-I-N-G. Again, this information is on the welcome email. The username, you cannot change. The password, though, you can change. Once you are able to access your tracking system, feel free to change that password. Now, other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, you will get that calendar invite to your email inbox. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, but that makes it very easy for us to access the information. Other than that, I hope that I am available on Monday morning to say a quick hello to you. Real pleasure speaking with you today. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that great looking website out there in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing even more, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. I'm just going through some of the stuff here. I'm doing some look at you guys as a company, and I'm looking at Better Business Bureau, and it does not look so hot.
Well, for whatever reason, the BBB's got our very worst reviews on there. We do still maintain an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you Google us, though, we have over 1,000 reviews and a 4.2 overall rating. I mean, it's over 700 five-star reviews from people that have actually used our services. Our bad reviews tend to be someone who might have complained at the fact that they simply got a phone call, or they were coming from like a lead-based service and they were expecting their phone to ring right away and they didn't ever give it a chance. Most of those bad reviews are from someone who had their account for less than 2 weeks. And of course, we recommend that you give it at least that very first month to see the results. Now, we are Google partners. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. We've been around since 2004, so we do have some mixed reviews. I used to work way back when in the client support department, and I talked to people who are angry for the weirdest of reasons. In fact, she wrote a one-star review like 5 minutes after she got off the phone with me. She made requests. We were doing a website for her. She was making requests that we make changes to the website. We talked for about a half an hour of detailed information. I said, fantastic, we'll get on it. Our automated system sends her a response, an email, you know, we'll get to your request in the order they were received. She took offense at that. It's just an automated email saying that if someone called and asked for similar requests, we'll work on theirs first. It's pretty standard. But you're just like, why should I wait? I paid good money for it and blah, blah, blah. I'd give them 0 stars if I could. So you never know why someone's going to write a bad review. But like I said, for our clients that give the program an opportunity to work, they keep it. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. I actually started in 2013 in April. So I celebrated my 11th anniversary on April 17th. I have clients that have been with me over 10 years, you know, almost from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 14, 16 years. So I know that you'll love the service if you give it the opportunity to work, and that's all that we're really looking for. You know, some of my colleagues will say, give us that first month and 1% of your faith and trust, and we'll earn the rest. I try not to say that because it does sound kind of corny, but it's true. I mean, if you give it the opportunity to work, no one can get you the results faster than a Google partner. We work with Google's back-end team 5 days a week, all day long. So I know you're going to see the results that you're looking for.
Okay. All righty. Let's give it some time and let's see how she does.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Real pleasure speaking with you again. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll call you on Monday.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Thank you, too. Oh, Randy, I was going to ask one last thing. You do prefer Randy, not Randall, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'll put everything in the notes here that you prefer Randy. Everything got switched over to Randall because that's the way it's in the billing, but I'll put that note in there so everyone will know. Real pleasure, Randy, speaking with you. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.